This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thanksgiving is over, and now it's time for Christmas. And you're in the holiday spirit. But let me tell you, there are people who are not in the holiday spirit, leftist. They certainly aren't in the Christmas spirit. Oh, they want to get those gifts. They like you right now because they know you've been out there working hard for the money. Bum, 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 bum. And now they want it. And if the government didn't give it to them, they're like, well, it's Christmas time, maybe I'll get that fat check from my uncle or my cousin or my dad or my mom or somebody. Well, they aren't going to earn it or anything. They don't even deserve it. They've had bad attitudes. They should be on Santa's naughty list. You should give them a lump of coal. But you know what you're going to do? You're going to think of them anyway. Because that's how you are. You nice conservatives. You don't want to teach lessons. How dare you teach a lesson and say no? You're an anarchist, you're a leftist, you're an anti-capitalist, you're anti-American, anti-whatever. You believe we're colonializing everything or whatever. I'm not giving you jack. Your own kids that go to colleges and get indoctrinated, you're like, well, it's not going to hold it against them. I mean, after all, they're still our kids or whatever. But they're telling you, Mom, you're a capitalist, you and Dad are capitalists, and they're just excoriating you for making money. They're telling you how bad it is. You step on the necks of these people and all this other stuff. You don't like brown people. You don't want to see the brownification of America and all this other stuff, right? And then they go, hey, but I want to get this new car. It's Christmas time. I want to make this down payment on a house. So will you just buy me a house, Mom and Dad? Will you pay for my vacation? Will you pay for my wedding? Will you pay for all my crap? And you go, okay, it's okay. I know you're a total leftist and anarchist and socialist and a Marxist and a communist, but I'll do it. Because, well, hey, you've done well, right? And even though your kid is a socialist, communist, Marxist, anarchist, whatever else, you still want to share. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I don't look at Christmas time as a time for gifts. I look at it for what it means. The risen God is back among us, and we know it because you know why? He affects us every single day. He's impacting you every single day, and you don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I'm not lecturing you. None of us deserve the grace that God shows us each and every day. But you know what we do? We do our best to say, God, we're going to move closer to you, not farther away like these leftists that want to pretend that God is there for them.
Oh, yeah, I believe in a different kind of God. My God, he's like malleable and changeable, like that Constitution, whatever else. I had a guy say to me,
well, if the Constitution is written such great, why have there been 27 changes? Meaning there's been 27 amendments. Oh, yeah, I get it. You want to know why there's changes, leftists? Because every time you write a document, there's a leftist attorney that goes, oh, I got a gotcha for you. All men are created equal, huh? I'm going to make the slaves, the children of my slaves, slaves. Ha, 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 ha. And we go, you know what? We got something for you, buddy. We're going to pass these 13th and 14th amendments and make sure that you can't do that. So we write in things that protect people. And give them, citizenship. And we did it for blacks. That's what that amendment was about, Mr. Stupid Leftist. You get it? We talked about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Why would you have to put that in there? Because some leftist went, aha, I'll figure out a way to make it, where you can't say something. Or your Second Amendment rights. Or search and seizure and all these other things. But the document was supposed to be perfect. If it's so perfect, why isn't it perfect? Because we have leftists. We wouldn't need jails, for the most part, if we didn't have leftists. You know what you could do with a good conservative? If everybody ran on conservative principles, you could get rid of the jails. You could really get rid of 95% of law enforcement. You could put in these minimum security places, and you could say, okay, you got to go serve out your time, Mr. Embezzler, Mr. Whatever. And you're going to go do your crime. I mean, go do your time for the crime. And if you got to serve life, you could serve life with no borders if you had conservatives. You have people that believe the way we believe. Just think about it. But ask yourself, why do you have to have these max, these super max prisons? We don't have, we have prisons with levels, right? We have minimum security, which is where most of us end up. And then you have super maxes. You want to know who fills super max prisons? Leftist. You listen to Kevin Jackson, folks, preaching to you about leftism and how these people are. They're scurrilous. But you're in the holiday spirit, and I don't want to ruin that for you. But the left are trying to bring down your tradition of Christmas. And then you're getting through Christmas, and you've got all the people on the list. You want to get the family together. You want to cook. You want to do what you did with Thanksgiving again, except you're going to make the little kids happy with presents and what have you. And then you're going to start preparing to celebrate New Year's, as you should, because you've had one heck of a year, conservatives, particularly compared to the left. Now, they think, oh, we got the house back. Oh, you got back what historically you get back anyway, and you got it back by cheating. But okay, no problem. You got it back. See, they won the house, but you got a lot more. And I'm not talking about the Senate. I'm not talking about all the new judges coming up, the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to leave at the beginning of the year. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about you have attitude. And you have panache. See, you have a positive attitude about yourselves. Go ahead. I'll give you a moment to gloat. There. Okay. Good enough. See, you know that you are philosophically right. When I'm talking about right, I'm not talking about right as in I'm the right and they're the left. I'm talking about you are philosophically built on truth. And you're happy to be a conservative. Leftists are not happy to be leftists. They hide in the shadows of themselves. Oh, they want to speak out. They know the stupidity of things, but they can't do it. You, on the other hand, are willing to do it. Well, most of us. I think you're starting to get a little bit more of a backbone. But I tell you what you are willing to do. You're willing to call right, right, and wrong, wrong. Even if it fits, you know, if it's a bad situation for you, your kid does something wrong. You don't go, well, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, not my child. Or you don't go, well, you know, I rationalize it because it's my child. No, you go, no, it was wrong. It was wrong. My kid shouldn't have done it. My kid was supposed to get some scholarship to Harvard, and he wrote his sad story, and he said, well, I'm the product of a biracial family. And there were people that were, had been gang raped for years and, you know, as sex slaves and things like this. And he was like, I can't believe they didn't give it to me. And I was like, you're just flatly wrong. And I've told that story on the radio, and he knows it. You'd be happy you're a conservative. We got a lot to talk about today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got to tell you, I'm not happy at all with this Justice Roberts. It's got Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the man who gave us Obamacare, the man who made he essentially handed a political hand grenade to the Republicans. And it's exploding all over the place. Obamacare sucks. It's unconstitutional, never should have been proposed, and we should let somebody with an understanding of economics and how the economy really works look at health care, and particularly look at health care because it's full of fraud and waste, and a person like Donald Trump would be able to get together a team of people who could actually fix it. But you know why people don't want this system fixed, or many of the other government systems? The level of money that you can get from government is mind-blowing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. When I say mind-blowing, I mean it. I'm talking about, I've told this story many times. I worked for the federal government as a contractor. And the first contracts we got were for $1.5 million. We were a small company, under $15 million. The first contracts they gave us, DOD and civilian contracts, $1.5 million. And they were little. Those are so tiny, they aren't even considered decimal point. contracts. So the next contract we got was $3 million. The following contract after that started getting a little larger. So we get a $20 million contract. And I remember sitting with a gentleman that was running one of the departments. Well, he was a big guy within the department. He wasn't running it, but he was what's called a GS-15. He could write money. He was authorized to give me money up to hundreds of millions of dollars. And he says to me, "So Kevin, you guys have done a great job for me with these tiny, tiny little contracts." He didn't say it that way, but that's what he was saying with these contracts. He goes, "So I want to give you a little one to work on. It's got a little more meat on the bones." And I'm sitting there, like, "Yeah, okay, what are you going to give me? And he says, "Yeah, we're going to give you something small because I want to work you into some more decent-sized contracts." And I'm thinking, okay, now I'm a less than $20 million company. He says, "So I got a project for you that's $50 million. That was all I could do for my jaw not to hit the floor, hit the floor, like what? So I just sit there looking all cool, like, okay, fantastic, okay, well, that's if you think that we should start with something small, then, and I'm sitting there inside going, yippee-ki-yay, mofo, because it's a $50 million contract. It's it's actually three times larger than we were because we were about a $15 million company at the time, and he's going to give me a little contract. Then we open up contract vehicles in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And when I left the company, I'd got them up to $71 million, and we had about another $100 million in contracts pending. So that should give you an idea of the scale of government. So when somebody's telling you, "Obamacare, we need Obamacare," it's because somebody's siphoning off these small little pennies. These incremental dollars. Obamacare wouldn't miss if you took $500 million out of it. It wouldn't even be missed. Many of these agencies would not miss $1 billion in their budget. It would take a forensic accountant to find it. There's a story right now circulating about these people buying boats and skis and TVs and all this. It was just discovered. We'll talk more about it down the road because that's not what I want to talk about now. I want to talk about Justice Roberts. Justice Roberts, who dare say, and I love how the media, he stood up to Donald Trump. Justice Roberts is a hack. I think he's a Bush appointee. And here's the sad part. I wasn't political at the time. I thought he was a god, the way they presented him. He didn't just come into the Supreme Court. He came in as a chief justice. It was like, wow, this guy must be brilliant. And I put a lot of faith in him. After the Kavanaugh circus, this clown has the nerve to say that the Supreme Court of the United States is a nonpartisan team? What crack is this man on? Somebody needs to drug test that clown. Unbelievable. Here's what AP said. Chief Justice John Roberts pushes back against President Trump's description of a judge who ruled against the administration's new asylum policy. Roberts says the U.S. doesn't have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges. President Trump continued his extraordinary public attacks on Chief Justice Roberts on Thursday, saying judges must not legislate security and safety at the border or anywhere else. They know nothing about it. In a series of new tweets that came on Thanksgiving morning, Trump tore into Roberts. Justice Roberts can say what he wants, but the Ninth Circuit is a complete and total disaster. It is out of control. Has a horrible reputation, is overturned more than any circuit in the country, 79%, and it used to get an almost guaranteed result. What he's saying is, and it's so correct, he's saying these justices aren't looking at the law. If you're getting overturned 4 out of 5 times, why don't you just let the 7-Eleven clerk be a justice? He's got a better shot at getting things right. Let me put it a different way. An untrained monkey throwing a dart at legislation has a better chance of getting it right than the Ninth Circuit. Are you kidding? This is crazy. Law enforcement officials need to be able to do their job at the border. And Trump's measure that said, here's what we're going to do at the border, should not have been overthrown. First of all, here's what bugs me most about this. Here's what bugs me most. The president of the United States, an elected official, has now been overturned by Obama-appointed judges on multiple issues regarding the safety of American citizens. What is the number one job of the president of the United States? It's to protect the citizens. So when he tries to do it, unelected bureaucrats say nope. And they're not doing it because they care. Let me put it a different way, because I'll explain it in a way you'll get it. If Barack Obama were to ask for the identical things that Donald Trump is asking for, every one of the judges that have overturned Trump would have gladly pushed it through. The media would be saying, here's all the sane reasons why it needs to be done, and that would be that. But nope, can't do it because it's Trump. An Obama judge. Roberts wants us to believe there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Well, there is an Obama judge. There are Bush judges, and there are Trump judges. And I'm going to tell you something. I would put my faith in a Trump judge in a minute. Now, I know people, well, Kevin, Trump, you know, the Trump judge was the one that threw out his deal on a technicality on the Acosta deal. Yeah, it's okay. He said, you don't have a process. You need to set up a process. Then do what you want with Acosta. And Donald Trump said, no problem. I got this. We'll set up a process. Oh, by the way, Acosta, at the end of your term, we're going to re-ban you from the White House because we'll have a process. And if you violate it going forward, we will kick you out again. No harm, no foul. Our judges are going to do the right thing. That's what I like about conservatism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's an extremely disappointing decision.
Detroit's Mayor Mike Duggan reacting to the news from General Motors that's sending shockwaves through the Motor City and beyond. The automaker says it will lay off nearly 15,000 factory and white-collar workers, and up to five plants could close. Production of some models will end next year. A fierce snowstorm over the Midwest has caused travelers to get stuck. Dozens of accidents have been reported in several states. more than 1,000 flights have been canceled and over 2,000 delays have been reported. A winter storm warning is now in effect for the Chicago metro area, and more than 170,000 customers are without power. The Coast Guard is also warning people to stay away from the shoreline of Lake Michigan, where waves could reach a height of 18 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's okay to be white, white folks.
Welcome. It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. Oh, my gosh. Interesting. Somebody placed an It's Okay to Be White flyer at a college campus, and all hell broke loose. Yeah, this is an interesting story to me because, God forbid, somebody, you people, oh, yeah, he said you people. That black man said you people, talking about white folks. It is okay to be white. After all, the PC thing to understand is that it is not okay to be white, right? Isn't that what they teach you and your kids? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. How could it be okay to be white? I mean, the narrative is white people are evil and bad, and what in the world are you talking about? Here's the story. It's okay to be white is the message that has periodically appeared on campus posters over the past 2 years, typically placed by people or organizations who haven't taken credit for doing so and who are believed to be from off-campus groups. So let's just explore this for just a second while we're on the Kevin Jackson show. You put up a thing on a I don't know, one of these billboards or these bulletin boards or whatever, or a telephone post that just says, it's okay to be white. And that causes a campus uproar. If you say it's okay to be black, what would happen then? It's okay to be Latino. It's okay to be Asian. No, it's okay to be white. How would somebody dare do this? Pro-white propaganda is what they called it. So this article continues, pro-white propaganda of various types has been appearing on campuses in increasing frequency in the last 2 years, but last week has seen a surge in such postings. I wonder why. By the way, white people, you want to know the vote that the Democrats covet so much right now? What they hope that you will allow them to have in each election cycle? The white vote. Yeah, the vote that actually has an opinion, where people go, ah, you know what, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm an independent, I'm a pragmatist. Sometimes I vote, sometimes I don't, whatever. Your vote has no strings attached. There is no stigma outside of family or Thanksgiving type stuff. There's no stigma. What do you mean, you white people, you ain't voting the same? We got to represent our people. But put up a sign, it's okay to be white. And suddenly, the Democrats, oh, look at this. It's okay to be white when you're going after the white vote, right? It's okay when you're seeking that vote, right? I just want you to understand this. When somebody wants your vote, they're okay to put you, well, you know, we have neglected the Midwestern flyover country white people. Democrats readily admit this. But they don't want to talk about it when it comes to using it. It's okay to be white when they're pursuing our vote. Should they have put something else? It's okay to be white, dot, 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 when? It's okay to be white when you're willing to take your beating over somebody being black, right? It's okay to be white when you want to admit that there's such a thing as white privilege. It's okay to be white when you want to admit that you are you have unknown racism. You know, it's okay to be white then when you're ready to take blame for something that happened that you have nothing to do with. It's okay to be white when you want to take blame for slavery or the lack of civil rights by your ancestors, even if you aren't even a Democrat, right? It's okay then, but it's not okay to be white when you just want to acknowledge, hey, strange, funny thing, I woke up, I looked at my skin, I'm white. I just happen to be white. You know what? It's even okay to be white when you want to pretend to be black. You want to know what? It's okay to be white when you want to pretend to be a Native American. Yeah, an Indian. It's okay to be white then. It's okay to be white as long as you're willing to adopt the victimization mentality of others and therefore admit your superiority, which you don't have to give anything up. Then it's okay to be white. Oh, but you better be a Democrat. Anyway, they said this. Last weekend, leaflets with the okay to be white message turned up in Vermont. What? Somebody took them to Vermont? The great white north? At the University of Vermont and Chaplin College. Holy cow, there's a racist running around actually feeling pride in the fact that he or she or they were born white. Not willing to take to become victims of their skin color. Not willing to say, you know what, I'm going to be defensive about being white. There are times like this when I wish I was white. I'd say, you don't have to guess. Kevin Jackson, the white boy, is the one putting up these pamphlets. It is okay to be white. You want to know why? Because God made you that way, and God doesn't make mistakes. They say, since then, the posters have appeared at, get this, American River College, Duke University, North Carolina State University, Tufts University, the University of Delaware, the University of Denver, and the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. Holy cow, pretty soon people may actually believe it's okay to be white. What will happen? The world will tilt on its axis if people actually realize that it's okay. You can be white. Nobody's going to get after you. Man. I'm going to tell my friends. I'm going to tip them off to the game. Hey, Tommy, Robert, Dale, Daryl, all of you, all the boys I grew up with. You know what? I didn't realize it. All the years we grew up together, it was not okay for you to be white. I was the only one who was legit. Yeah. The trend. They call this a trend. Look at this trend. Yeah, people are actually standing up for themselves. White people are going, you know what? I'm no longer going to be intimidated into not being white. I'm no longer going to apologize for my skin color. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, you were born with an inherent advantage over people.
Really? Said who? I mean, look, I know some white people that are dumb in math. I was in class with them. They were trying to cheat off my paper. I know. I know y'all don't believe it. Y'all think it's Kevin Black. He lying. People did. White people tried to cheat off my papers. Occasionally I'd let them. I knew they were struggling. I knew they weren't going to make it. I knew I had to help that white person out or else. What were they going to do? It's okay to be white. You know, when Democrats want to go after the black vote, man, they pander. Pander. They go after the white vote. That is the only time you're not equal, but you're closer to blacks. Because white people, we certainly neglected the blue-collar white vote. They even do this for white men. We neglected the blue-collar white men. We may have offended the white male. They admit it. And then they demonize you.
Yeah, but you have toxic masculinity, and you are born into a rape culture, and all these other things. Oh, yeah, they tell you it's for all men, but they really include it for white men.
And you know, the statistic is that if you're going to find toxic masculinity and rape culture, you're probably going to find it more in the minority community. At least that's what the FBI statistics say. I'm not trying to tell you white folks don't rape, because white men rape. Oh, yeah, so do white women. But I'm saying, statistically speaking, if you're going to have a violent crime committed against you in the form of rape and other things, it is probably going to be from a person of color. Those are the facts. That's the math. You can get mad at me if you want. But no. It's a toxic white culture. You know, that Duke lacrosse team. Weren't they the ones that didn't end up raping the supposed stripper that came to their party, and it was found out later that she lied? Somebody help me here. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. The trend of the white privilege, this white, it's okay to be white, isn't just confined to the United States. I learned this. I was shocked. No. One Canadian institution, the University of Manitoba, said the posters turned up there. In Australia, the use of the phrase by some politicians has set off a major political debate and appearance of posters. But in that case, the focus is not in higher ed. So it's not just higher ed. Last week, white nationalist posters turned up at the California State University of San Marcos. The campus has seen the posters do not seem to fit any pattern. They include public and private institutions, two-year and four-year institutions where white people make up the majority of students, and institutions where they are the overwhelming majority. What does that mean? Colleges have removed them as soon as they're discovered. They want the people to identify themselves and get permission to place them, but it hasn't happened. So college leaders have condemned the message behind the posters. They've not faced free speech challenges because those putting up the posters have violated college rules. How dare they? But if they had put up, "We support Palestine," or "We support black folks," or colored people, or whatever they call them these days, you can bet that they would have no problem bending the rules and saying, you know what, while we disagree with their approach and would prefer that the people would stand up and let us know who they are, we do understand their meaning and we fully support them and we stand behind them. In fact, we've got a GoFundMe for the dude or the girl or whomever, or the Z-Za-Zim, right? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump makes a boss move. Wow. I'm talking a boss move on the border, man. Democrats have got to just be waking up going, what the heck just happened? What happened to me? He did this on Saturday. The president did. In case you were sleeping, in case you were enjoying life. He was guarding the wall, as it were. The wall that should be there. Guarding the fence line, or whatever you want to call it. But he was playing Jack Nicholson, except he's a good guy. And by the way, I don't know that Jack Nicholson wasn't a good guy, too, and a few good men.
if you think about it, right? You got to have people that are willing to say, we're going to enforce our rules and we're going to make men tough. We're going to make men. This is the military. This isn't Snowflake Central. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back with me. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The man you elected, the man who ran on the idea of protecting the border, just sent the Democrats over the edge. He did. These are people who have connived against you, the American citizen. They collude with anybody and everybody so that they can make this country less safe. The country that you built, your forefathers built, and you've made into the jewel of the world. And they say, who cares? We're going to change all the rules. And they know what's happening. They see an illegal horde of people headed to our borders that they finance, by the way. No, they won't admit it, but they finance them. And they say, let them in, man. Let them in. It's a humanitarian thing to do. Oh, but there's criminals. Yeah, but still, if we could just save one, right? There's criminals, there's sex traffickers, drug dealers, potential terrorists. Who cares? Leftists don't care about you. Oh, man. I'm heated up over this, aren't I? Woo! But Donald Trump got him. Boy, you talk about a dude that understands the art of the deal. You know, when Donald Trump deployed the troops, I was like, what is the left going to say? You know, how are they going to fight this? You know how they fought it? It cost a lot of money. Do you know how much it's costing Donald Trump to deploy the troops on the border? And I'm thinking, seriously, a leftist is worried about spending money? Since when? Shoot, spend money like a new housewife of Beverly Hills. And they talk about how much money's being spent. And look, I'm not going to analyze, because I could go, well, you know, the military's already being paid, so technically by deploying them, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to rationalize it and go, well, you know, we did end the war here, and we brought people back, and therefore the, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's no reason. I don't have to give you any reason, lefties, as to why we deploy our military. The president, at his discretion, can do it. He did it. It's within his constitutional rights. I don't care if it costs $15 trillion. Donald Trump can put the military on our border. Actually, I do care if it costs $15 trillion. But I know it doesn't. But that's what the left is complaining about. Oh, it costs money. It's a rounding error in comparison to the crap these people want to spend money on. I tell you what, let's take it out of Obamacare. So Donald Trump says, I don't care. We're going to deploy the military. They're going to bolster the border patrol. The kid, man, I can't imagine being a border patrol agent going, yeah, my big brother just showed up. Now give me some beef, baby. Right? Because the military is very different than border patrol. They got a whole lot more toys. Then what did Trump do? He says, put that razor wire down. You know that stuff that we keep inmates from getting out? Well, the inmates are not going to get out of Mexico. You come over here, you're going to get sliced and diced. And any issues an order that says anybody that resists in this country, getting into this country, if they give you grief, if in other words, if they try to kill you, you kill them. That's what I would say. I would make no bones about it. I'd say, look, if you come into this country and you think you're going to attack us, I would consider it an act of war. Now, he's done other things, too. He's saying, hey, Honduras and whatever other countries are involved here, or Salvador, we're going to take your money away. If you let your people come through, we're taking your money away. But then he did the thing that, oh, my gosh. Whew. Somebody, I got the vapors. Because he did a move that the Democrats probably never saw coming. He went to Mexico, to Obrador, the new administration. He says, hey, look, here's what I need you to do. I'm not going to process them on our soil. They aren't getting in. That's my campaign promise to my people. They are on your land. If you allow them to come in, I'm going to consider this not a good thing between us as good buddies, right? This isn't good. This isn't cool. Now, let me also explain.
you have a $72 billion trade deficit with us. So we're pumping $72 billion in your economy through that, that you shouldn't have. We've renegotiated this for better. But let me explain. If you don't do what I'm asking here, we're going to renegotiate further. I'm going to consider this your violation of our agreement. Now, I don't know how it went down. I'm sure it was handled more diplomatically than that. But that's the way that went. That's the way I believe that this thing happened. Now, I did see an article it was out of BBC that said, oh, Mexico says they didn't do that. The statement came directly from Mexico's people, from the Obrador administration. This isn't Donald Trump tweeting it before it was issued. This was issued by Mexico. Now, look, I get it. Obrador's got some political things he's got on his hands, too, because the Mexican people have been taught to hate Donald Trump. So here he is protecting Trump politically, nuzzling up to him. But as I said, what's Obrador's choice? So we've had a longstanding agreement on asylum rules with Mexico. And I don't know what that agreement was, but what Donald Trump said is, whatever footage that we need to get these people, whether it's a tent city or whatever, it isn't going to happen on American soil. It will happen on Mexican soil. So that negated catch and release, because here's what we would do over here. We bring them in and we say, okay, you want asylum? Yeah, I want asylum. Okay, why? People are mad at me in my home country. And then we say, okay, great. Now, here's your court date to come back and defend yourself. And when we go to research and prove this, you are now released. And of course, they never show up. Why would you? You're enjoying the fruits of your labor. Think of Cool Hand Luke when Luke escaped from prison. And then he was going around showing him pictures with showgirls and in Vegas and gambling and hanging out. What are you kidding? Who are you kidding? Would you give up that so you could come back to your asylum hearing where you know you don't actually officially need asylum? Of course not. You're done. And you've seen, 20 million? The estimates are 11 to 20 million people do the same thing. Why would anybody go through our legal system for that matter? The legal immigration system. When you know it's easier to do it this way. So catch and release is no more if it stays in Mexico. See, what these invaders want, they want it intro into the U.S. because all bets are off for them to ever be seen again. This has been a system that's been encouraged by leftists. They've encouraged this. So Trump said two moves to checkmate. He moved the battle to the Mexican side of the border. And that now, this is what's so cool about it. Now we can play the waiting game. And the only thing that the left can complain about is how much it costs. We're not in violation of anything. He's working with the Mexican government. Donald Trump says, no, we're going to process all of these asylum seekers. We'll process them. But you know what he said? We'll process them one by one. And you know who's going to be on those courts? People that Donald Trump assigns to these courts. Not Obama people, Trump people. And despite what Justice Roberts says, there are Obama judges and there are Trump judges. And Trump judges know the law. And they'll say, okay, tell me your story.
Well, my husband was killed and I want to get here.
Sorry, that's got nothing to do with us. That's not asylum.
I just want to come because there's more opportunity in America.
Then get in our legal system. You get in the legal system, come pursue all the opportunity you want. What part of that can we not sell? Why do we even have this stupid, specious argument with Democrats and leftists, progressives, whatever you want to call them, nutcases, idiots, morons? Why do we have this discussion with them at any point? We have a legal system. Get in it. We have a legal system for asylum. Get in line. You don't invade. You don't pick up a bunch of other people. You get it. Look, I'll put it to you this way. If I have to escape America, I ain't calling anybody. I'll just go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.